Does it, do we ever give this a case number?
Uh-uh.
Good afternoon. This is a general discussion on a project that does not have a case number, but it's a relook at the tree and shrub mitigation plan that the Public Service Commission has worked under for a number of years. I don't know how long, but a long time. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, joined by Commissioners Brian Krasius and Julie Fedorchek. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Krasius, do you?
I do not.
I'll turn it over to you, then, Commissioner Fedorchek, since this falls under your energy infrastructure siting
sure.
portfolio.
Okay. I'm sitting over here so we aren't talking in a row. I suppose I could sit over there, but I'm talking sideways to you, Pat. That's all right. Okay, so we started this last spring and had some thoughts that Pat and I met with the soil conservation folks a couple times. We'd heard back from industry. We came up with some ideas. We had a workshop. We came up with even more ideas, drafted a proposal, sent it out to everyone who attended the workshop and others. I think we sent it out even beyond that group of folks who actually attended. We tried to think of anybody who might be interested in that and got comments back. You guys have, and then so Pat and I went through all the comments that we received and incorporated, made recommendations for how we could incorporate what we felt was appropriate to incorporate into what we had originally proposed. And then, so today I thought we could walk through, you've got the red line version. It's a red line of the draft that we submitted to everybody for comment. And so the red lines show some of the changes, not all of them, because some of the suggestions were not things that Pat and I felt were going in the direction that we think we should, but we can walk through those as well as what we did recommend. So in general, most of the feedback was positive, and we got feedback from the McKenzie County Soil Conservation District. Crawley Fleck commenting seemingly on behalf of Next Era. Yes, on behalf of NextEra, we got comments from the Northwest Landowners Association, and we got comments from North Dakota Petroleum Council. And so, in general, everyone was quite supportive of the process so far and the direction that we're going. Nobody thought that we were way off base. And so I think that's it. But there were some good suggestions, I think, to make it better. So we'll just go down to the first one. There were one suggestion from the North Dakota landowners. I'll try to go through it point by point and point out things that we didn't include as well, just for discussion. The Northwest Landowners Association had requested that under the clearing section, that we change that the maximum width of tree and shrub removal is 25 feet unless otherwise approved by the commission, and that the infrastructure would be bored if possible. So Pat and I discussed that, and for a couple reasons, I think 50 feet is the appropriate place to be. We know that the large equipment used in construction, 50 feet sometimes isn't even enough, and we get requests to go beyond that. So I think that it's probably more reasonable to go with the 50 feet. And then the boring, while I appreciate the sentiment of trying to eliminate the taking of the trees if landowners don't want them gone, I think it's also important to recognize that trees are replaceable. They aren't like a cultural resource where we would require a company to bore under, or a road where companies have to bore, or something more of an exclusion area type of a resource that you really need to completely avoid through boring. I think suggesting that companies are going to bore through all the trees along a couple hundred mile pipeline or whatnot would be excessive. Now, at the same time, if landowners in their easement negotiations with the companies want to require that, I think that's perfectly within their rights. And if they want to do that, they can do that in their easements. So that's kind of where Pat and I ended up on that.
I'm just going to interrupt you there, and I'm not going to bring it up on every point, but there are a number of things that the Northwest Landowners comments covered that I had kind of the same opinion of, that they're very good points, but they're not really things for us to enforce. They're more those landowners' individual decisions when they're negotiating an easement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree with you on that. I think that the 25 feet probably is too narrow for many of these construction projects. And we'd end up giving special authority in most cases anyway because they're not going to get through. And also a lot of the infrastructure, depending on the types of trees and the types of root systems they have, you know, you can't have it just too close anyway, or it's going to end up causing problems for that infrastructure. So, but I just wanted to point that out. There were several things in there that they had suggested that I just don't think are our authority, that are theirs to negotiate.
Good. All right. Any more on that clearing? Brian, do you have other thoughts on that? Are you comfortable with the 50 as we've got it?
As long as we have the flexibility for a landowner to work that through the easement, which it appears that exists.
Well, we don't have any impact on the easements at all or control over what they can and cannot do in their easements. So,
well, this whole process, of course, I think impacts the easement process to some degree, but...
Well, it might, but if the easement says something different to this, my understanding is that they're legally bound by that easement.
I suppose the arguable point, basically to what I just said, would be on any of these projects that would have condemnation authority, then they're unable to potentially negotiate it to less, and we're saying it's 50 feet. And so in that regard, mm-hmm. our permit would determine it, and we take it out of their hands. But I just think the 25 feet is going to really add to the costs of doing things, and I don't think that it's justifiable.
Anything else on that, Brian? Nope. Okay. Then on the replacement, so landowners must be given the option to have trees and shrubs that are removed from their property to replace on their property. The landowner can waive this option in writing. If the landowner waives this option, the company shall plant replacement trees and shrubs in an alternate location. That's a response to a comment from NextEra that said it wasn't clear the way we had it, whether or not the trees would still need to be replaced. I think that's a good point, and we wanted to clarify that because I believe we're all on the same page that if the trees are removed and the landowner doesn't want them, we still want them to be replaced someplace else.
So one thing that I brought up in our previous discussion that's not addressed anywhere in here, and I thought this was potentially a good place, unless maybe I was the only one that felt this way. I thought at the end of that sentence, in an alternate location, something on the order of in the same region if reasonably practical. I don't want to be so fussy that it has to be in the same county or in an adjoining county. Maybe sometimes that doesn't work. I think it should be somewhat vague, but at the same time, I don't want to get 10 years down the road and we find out that we've done these projects over much of the western half of the state, and basically everybody's going down and just building a big park in the eastern part of the state where it's easy to get trees planted and, you know,
get them to grow.
We've got just a fundamental shift, and nobody even bothers with trees out west anymore. And so I think something to show that they should try and be doing that. And we'll see as the years go by if the industries in general or companies in particular are not even trying to stay in the region.
I'm comfortable with that. I think it's a good point, and I apologize. You had made that, and I think it was valid. So if we added in that region, the thing to remember in the same region, if reasonable, I think we could, the thing to remember is they're going to be presenting the plan and it's going to be approved. So there's going to be a discussion.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be a productive one where there's some, you know, the companies can throw things out, and if we think it's appropriate, great. If we think it should be tweaked a little bit, we can have that discussion and talk through it. So that same region. Yeah, I go for fewer words.
Region would still have to be identified.
I think if reasonable will be deemed in our discussion, so I don't think we need that.
I think region is too vague.
But can we work through that in the discussion on the planning or not approving of the plan?
I think we can. I would be, to be really honest, if let's say it's in a soil conservation district within a soil conservation district within a county, but what if they can't find recipients for the trees at that point in time? Then are we looking at shelter belts in the valley in order to minimize or meet the requirement? But if we can look at it at that point in time and say, okay, they've got a home for these trees, but it's 200 miles away, far outside of their operating area, then they've got to travel to and from, they've got to check, they've got to follow up, and I think that's unwieldy.
So, well, but they would have been the ones that found that spot. So
that's true.
Apparently they didn't think it was too unwieldy if they come up with... I don't see it coming up much, but I intentionally thought of vague language just to...
Well, in that region...
Try and keep them to...
Yeah.
So do we change the word from shall to may?
No, because then it suggests that they don't have to at all. That they shall plant and place trees in an alternate location in that region. And I guess we can see if region is too vague, we can say in that county or in that...
I hate to...
I mean,
like
I think
Ryan
Southwest
says there might be times when the county
right.
doesn't have a spot.
Exactly.
Maybe even the adjoining county doesn't, but...
Region to me seems like Southwest, Northwest, you know, like that's what region, how I would interpret region. It wouldn't certainly be the whole state.
As close as practical. Then if there's nothing more practical than Cass County, I guess it's Cass County. And
yeah. You know. I'm open to that too.
If it was that far away and we wound up in that particular situation, I would probably take the position of the landowner doesn't want them. There isn't a place for them in an adjacent area, however we define region. We have the flexibility to then just waive the requirement.
Yep. Good.
As long as we have that ability. Because I think we have to be reasonable, too. And
well, that's the whole goal.
And if
this.
The closest point is, well, they picked an area 200 miles away, maybe that wasn't there. First, second, or even third choice, but hey, we've got to find a place for these trees. So here's what we came up with.
Yeah. The long-term management is much less onerous under these guidelines as well.
And
so
all the, there wasn't any testimony because it wasn't a hearing. Well, what was our thing that we had where we took
workshop.
Public comment? We heard more than one comment that there are plenty of places where people would like these trees.
Yeah, they just wanted the flexibility to not have to put them in that landowner
right.
or maybe right in that.
Right.
I think
so
they wanted some outside of the county flexibility to.
Maybe we don't need to do anything. I just hope that we don't get down the road, like I say, and find out that they're all going in on the opposite end of the state.
I'm comfortable with in that region or in as near as possible, or whatever the term you words you'd use. Do you guys have a preference?
I don't know if it really matters, because then we're going to be taking it on a case-by-case basis at that point.
Yeah.
Region's probably
fine.
General enough. It's vague enough at the same time to allow flexibility.
And if we have, if practical, then they know they've got an alternative. But it would just need to be justified. By the way, on that, and I know there's at least a couple people in the room who are a lot better writers than me, but in the second line, do we need the words to be? It seems to me they don't belong in there.
Are trees that are removed from their property, okay, landowners must be given the option to have trees and shrubs that are removed from their property
be replaced.
Need to that option to have trees and shrubs that are removed. Oh, probably just replaced on their property. Okay. Yeah. All right, so then the next one.
Before you go on, I just don't want to forget this. You kind of skipped over the inventory part.
Right.
There was a change, I think, based on our previous discussion, that the coniferous trees would be inventoried even if they're not 1 inch at breast height, which I think was a good move. But just in case people are watching us or something, that acknowledge that that change was made.
Yep.
But even smaller ones can be pretty valuable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then on down to the number two. We moved up from a lower number. Trees and shrubs must be replaced on a minimum 2-to-1 basis. And the company must develop a tree and shrub plan in consultation with the soil conservation plan. The plan shall be in accordance with the, okay, I see what you did there, Pat. This technical guide until filing of the plan summary outlined in number 5 below. So that might be a little awkward, but what we're trying to get at here is comments again from NextEra that in terms of that plan summary until the filing of the plan summary outlined in number 5 below. So there's like a time discrepancy. The guidelines call for 3 years of monitoring. That was one comment that we definitely heard kind of across the board from industry and from the soil conservation folks that they didn't deem necessary. So in order to allow them to not be bound by those guidelines, since we say that they have to follow those guidelines, we referenced the filing of the plan summary, which is 2 years after the completion of the project. So that's why we did that. Does that make sense? Okay.
It does to me, but I will say this. Here was my one confusion as I read this. So it says in consultation with the County Soil Conservation District. Does that leave a confusion point with if they don't happen to be planting them in the same one? Should it be a soil conservation district or the district where the trees are going to be planted? I don't know how those really work if you come up with a plan in one district, and if you're near a county line, that covers all the counties involved or what? But
why not just say consultation with the applicable county soil conservation district?
Well, and that does kind of lead to, what about in a long pipeline where they're going through a bunch of counties, so they have to work with all of them?
I don't know. I hadn't given that a lot of thought before today.
S in parentheses at the end of that district.
Yeah, is there anyone from soil conservation here? No. Huh. We might have to circle back with them and see if they could designate a lead or something.
Because the good ideas in Billings County are going to be different than the good ideas in Richland County. So, but at the same time,
maybe it would be natural for them to work with the various ones.
At the same time, you have a little 5-mile pipeline that covers 2 counties. Kind of hate to see them having to mess with two. So I don't know if there's a way to phrase that to give them some flexibility, but I just worried that the might mean the one.
What if we said applicable? I kind of like that. Applicable county soil conservation districts. And it put it in parentheses, and then they can decide.
I think that's good.
It comes in, then it'll come in, their proposal in the plan.
Yeah.
And how they're going to handle that.
Gives them the flexibility that they need to be reasonable.
Okay. Sorry to do this. I hate having meetings at 3 because I inevitably get like 5 texts from my kids leaving school and, Mom, I need this, going there, got to get a ride, this, that, the other. And I really can't ignore them.
I showed you how to respond on earlier today.
So I tend to, if you wonder why I always avoid 3 to 4, this is why.
One-word response, no.
This is, Mom, I'm going with Easton, so it's too late to say no. He's gone.
I think it teaches them independence, just ignore it.
Problem solving, yeah, but then I have to figure out where they are and get them to where they need to go.
They'll be a hassle for me. At some point, they'll come home.
Okay, anyway. Okay, so applicable soil conservation districts, the plan shall be in accordance with, and then, okay, any other feedback on that? Number 2, can we move on to number 3?
Yep.
Brian, you good? Okay. On number 3, we added farmers. That was a request from the landowners group. I think that's a good addition. You don't?
If you add farmers, we're adding ranchers. They are
fine.
Totally different in many cases.
Fine. Farmers and ranchers.
Yeah. Farming and ranching community.
Producers? Are ranchers producers?
Yes, we are.
Producers of juicy beef? Do you want producers? Does that cover both?
I suppose producers could be a lot of different things. Farmers and ranchers are fine. Agricultural producers are probably fine. I don't know. I didn't find it that important to add, but just they wanted it in. Let's put it in and add ranchers and cover the both bases.
Well, I guess I understood that to be that the landowners aren't always working the land. So
right.
I think it was an important note there. So we'll just say farmers and ranchers. Okay. Number 4, the plan, including the proposed number, variety type, location, date. Plantings must be filed with and approved by the commission, the company. This was the must provide a copy of the approved plan to the affected landowners. So like Randy had said, the Landowners Association had requested a number of locations where the landowners would approve the plan. They'd have a say in developing and approving the plan, and I felt like you that those conversations really need to occur in the easement, and that it would be pretty unwieldy to ever expect that a complete plan could be put together with the consultation with all the landowners and the approval of all the landowners. That seems like that would be pretty extensive. So I don't know if this is helpful or not, or if you guys even like adding it, but I thought maybe it would get partially there by saying that they'd get a copy of the approved plan to the affected landowners. But and then again, it might make it worse because they'd be getting it after the fact, and you know, it might be frustrating that they weren't consulted on the front end.
I didn't think of it from that angle, so I guess I'm thinking about that now. I will, a different suggestion while I think about that one. When at the point when they're filing their plan, they're not going to know an exact date, and you don't say exact date in here, but I think we should put approximate.
Sure.
Give them a little flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether those, whether it's important that they send those out, or they're certainly available here as a public record once they file them.
Well, we could do this. Maybe, Brian, you have some thoughts, but I do want to call Troy Koontz and walk through this with them and talk through, you know, what they had suggested and how we landed where we're at. Maybe he's listening on the phone. But I could ask him if that's helpful or not.
Yeah, I think that would be a good way to approach that.
Okay.
he would have a good feel for that, and it could be a sensitivity. And I could go either way on it, kind of depending on.
What if it was removed from number four? The company must provide a copy of the approved plan to affected landowners. I'm thinking of landowners that don't want the trees on their property. But in the second, they're going to consult with the landowners that want the trees replaced, I would expect.
Sure.
If I'm a landowner
you're
taking the trees out, and okay, I want a 2-for-1 replacement plan in place, I'm going to also want to have a say in what is going back in.
Mm-hmm. And where.
So.
But will those landowners then get these details about how they.
And maybe that's up to the landowner to cover it in the
time frame and all that. I don't know. I guess I'm okay either way on that one. If I'd like to.
I'll check with
know
Troy.
That we kind of ran it by Troy since the association has taken an interest in this.
I think the only landowners that are truly going to care about the plan would be the part of the plan that impacts their land if they're seeking replacement.
Right.
I don't think the other landowners, if you're taking out buffalo berry bushes or Russian olives, and it's, no, I don't want those back on my pasture. I'd rather have the grass grow in that location. They're really not going to care, I don't think, about what's happening with an adjacent landowner that's within the project area or someone 100 miles away.
Well, that's a good point. To be clear, if they are going to send the report to them, something along pipeline, you don't need people 5 counties away getting a report on who declined to have the trees replanted on their property and who didn't and all that. They really would only need to know about their own.
Yeah, and those plans could get pretty big.
They haven't been real big, but I can imagine they could. I mean, we could get a large, for a long pipeline, we could get a larger plan that would be many pages.
So if it was taken out of number 4 and added to number 2 with the wording in consultation with landowners seeking replacement, trees and shrubs, however it's worded, comma, County Soil Conservation District, isn't it covered?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. It doesn't say that they have to get an approval, a written approval from everybody, but that if they're, it is reasonable to expect that if they are replacing trees on somebody's land, that they're going to naturally be consulting with them. So that's not probably any different than what would occur. It's not requiring something than what they would be doing anyway. So, yeah, I like that approach too, Randy. And we've covered that request and.
Was there language that was just added or suggested?
Brian suggested the company
in
must
which
develop
number
2. The
number
company
two,
must develop a tree and shrub plan in consultation with
landowners seeking replacement.
Landowners seeking replacement trees.
And
then it narrows it down for the companies as well. They're just providing a plan to the people that really care about their portion of the plan.
With landowners seeking replacements and with the applicable soil conservation districts.
Okay.
I don't see that should be problematic.
Okay. And then we took out the number 5 because we moved up the 2-to-1 basis higher. And the guidelines spell out the planting time frames, so we don't really, I think, the less we spell out here, the more we push them to the guidelines, the more the guidelines become, this is what the standard is.
So 6 then will be the new 5.
Correct.
And I did have one recommendation on that.
On 6?
On 6.
You're okay with taking out 5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess, 6 is now the new 5, if you will. I just have a question, and include documentation of natural wildlife?
This is from the landowners again, so I put it in here for discussion purpose.
How do the companies go about that?
I'm not sure.
However they will decide to go about it,
I guess. You have to hire a wildlife biologist to go out there.
You started with and?
Well, I'm just wondering if that should even be in there.
I ironically had the exact same thing marked on my sheet.
Yeah.
When I looked at that, my thought was, so what does that mean? You got to have, like, at least 10 photos of a trophy deer or one picture of a robin? I don't know what that would mean. And right. We kind of addressed it earlier in there about the wildlife portion of it in the plan. And so I think...
I have no idea what the measure is.
I think that puts them to a vague test that they could probably never meet if someone wanted to interpret it more strenuously.
Before Pat and I took it out, just unilaterally, I wanted to throw it in here for discussion to make sure that we were all on the same page. But the one that I had more, I thought was a pretty good addition, and I initially wasn't in there, was the documentation of the trees and shrubs. They aren't having to, so this would require them to do that just this one time. Initially, we didn't have any of that red line stuff. So they were basically just going to tell us how did they achieve these broader goals of, you know, creating sustainable plantings that will benefit landowners, farmers, ranchers, community, wildlife, and the environment. This addition from the Landowners Association suggests that they provide a little bit more detail than just that, that whatever summary they provide includes the number of replacement trees and shrubs and some explanation of how well they're doing.
Well, if it does stay in...
Not the whole thing, just the trees and shrubs part. Not the wildlife.
Right. No, that's... Yeah, so that's removed as far as... If I'm understanding correctly. That simplify the language. Include the number of the summary must include the number of replacement trees and shrubs and survival rate. I guess that are continuing to grow is the same thing, but
I'm okay either way.
The number of healthy replacement trees and shrubs.
Surviving
replacement survival trees and shrubs. Okay. All right.
I have to go back to something.
Sure.
I didn't catch before with the removal of 5. I thought the 2-to-1 was up above somewhere.
It's in number 2. It's the first sentence in number 2.
Okay. Never mind.
You thought right. It was up above somewhere. Let's see. Okay, so do you want to go over more of the comments that aren't included here, or have all of you looked at them and you kind of are comfortable with where we've landed and what we've proposed? Oh, I do want to talk about one more thing, but answer that. The Petroleum Council, in their letter, had included one line that we need to talk about, and that is the second to the last paragraph, last sentence. To that end, the NDPC encourages allowing landowners and companies to collaboratively develop alternative habitat and conservation plans that may not include tree and shrub mitigation strategies. So that's not in here, that amount of flexibility to deviate from planting any trees and shrubs at all is not really included in here. We had some others feedback from the Soil Conservation and or Forest Service along the way after our meeting, after the workshop, that said, I hope that the commission provides flexibility but doesn't stray that far away from the purpose of the tree and shrub mitigation to not require tree and shrub mitigation. And I sensed in the meetings, at least you, Randy, were feeling that way as well, that, you know, we can provide flexibility, but not to the extent that we're getting off into completely different mitigation proposals. So I tend to think that this is a good start where we're at, this amount of flexibility, and see how it goes, see what kind of proposals we have, and then we can alter it further down the road. But, you know, just to throw it out there, we could have one, you know, kind of final bullet added that would allow for companies to deviate from this and propose alternatives to tree and shrub mitigation that would be considered on a case-by-case basis.
I wouldn't really object to that. You know, it sure can't become routine. You know, and I think if thinking back to the accumulation of sightings that we've done in just about 6 years now, and some of the objection that we hear on some of them, and you know, people who think that some of these projects are destroying North Dakota environment, and if we're not able to, and of course trees are an important part of that, and if we're not able to show that we do require tree replacements, I fear we lose our credibility when we're citing these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine what it would be that would entice me to do that and say, yeah, this will be a case where you've come up with a better idea and we don't need to replace these trees, but maybe there is something. You know, there's a lot of good creative minds out there, so I don't object to
mm-hmm.
having an option built in.
You know, the one line in the letter, their letter, that I see it differently, where they say, despite the clear lack of legal or regulatory authority to require mitigation of tree or shrub removal during energy conversion and transmission facility project development, NDPC remains supportive. So we're all on the same page of trying to minimize these. I do think that this is a natural part of the law that requires us to minimize the impact. And removing trees and requiring the replacement of trees is minimizing impact, and it's one tool that the commission has used for decades to do that. So I think it's well within our regulatory authority. I think that we undermine that if we start going down a path where we're taking out trees and shrubs and then replacing it with something totally different, like a cleaned out corral, or I don't know what they're. Some of the ideas that they threw out there were very different.
I don't know either. I'm thinking
tree and shrub removal.
I'm thinking environmentally, maybe someone would like a nice pond, and ponds and wetlands are good for the environment,
yep,
too. And so rather than spending money replacing trees, do you build someone a dam? I don't know. But the critics to citing these things then come to us, and the only thing on the record is the fewer trees that are resulting from these projects. So I don't object to having it built in here that we could look at options, but I sure wouldn't be a fan of doing it routinely. I think
The options can always be
replacing trees is important.
Yeah. I mean, if it deviated too far from, you know, and conservation, environmental habitat benefit, the plan could be denied too. You know, and we could just say no, that doesn't We don't think that that is the appropriate mitigation. So I guess with that, I wouldn't be opposed to having that option and seeing what people come up with.
Then we'd be back to 6 bullet points again.
Do you like 6 better than 5?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Brian, what do you think?
This is the biggest part that I struggle with, and that is trying to determine what was legislative intent at the time and minimizing impact mm-hmm. to the environment. Is it take out as few as possible during the placement of a pipeline, and that's as far as it goes? Is it, you know, in a sense, this tree, and, you know, now we're talking about mitigation. Is that the same as minimizing? Because now we're really talking about more of an offset versus minimizing impact. So I wonder if it takes it a step too far by adding that 6th bullet point, although I think it's interesting that it's coming from industry. Mm-hmm. And you have to take note of that, that it's something that they're requesting, which surprises me a little bit, but maybe they are looking down the road and just thinking we're going to have a problem getting these trees placed. And I think a lot of them could wind up in a shelter belt situation, which if I were industry and I had to go in and look at a 2-for-1 replacement and I can put a half a dozen rows surrounding a farmstead that somebody wants tree lines put in, they can concentrate their efforts. They're not going all over the place trying to replace them. So I'd have to think about that a little bit more. It doesn't mean we have to go that route, but maybe there's something we're not thinking of.
Well, it just offers, it opens a door and then allows them to make proposals that are going to ultimately be, you know, they can advocate for them and defend them and say this is why we think it's right, and we can hear the case and decide on a case-by-case basis when the plans are approved.
I think the fact that it's coming from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and that they're not only open to that but recommending it or asking for that as an addition.
All right, well, we'll draft that language, put it in there, and then we can send this revised out one more time. And then is this something that we need to us? Do we need to
formally? To the commissioners or to the people who have provided comments?
Commissioners.
Okay.
Yeah. And we didn't indicate the last time that we'd be going back for another round of comments. Do you think we need to? I mean, I think we should just start using it. We can. These all, just like the certification document, if somebody doesn't like it, something in it, they can ask for it to be changed with staff at the time, and there's alterations made. So,
well, especially if we add
like
that,
a rule,
especially if we involved. Add that 6 point,
right. So we'll send the revise out, and then it would be, then we can. I don't think we need to even vote on this. Do we? At a commission meeting? Check with Pat.
I will do what I think everybody suggested. I'll put the language in and I'll give it to you before I send it to the others, to the commissioners. And you can confirm that I've changed it
right
according to the instructions.
But once we're done with that, do we need to... Does the commission need to vote on this?
Was the previous one ever
no.
approved by vote of the commission, or it's just something that has evolved?
It is. It's sort of like the certification to order provisions. We've evolved that as well without commission action. I can put it out. I can put it on the agenda for commission vote if you wish. But
I don't think we need to.
I'm not hearing a great need for it.
Okay. Very good. So.
One quick question. Earlier on, you had stated that the company most worked at with the soil conservation districts. Is that for all tree plantings or those with just for landowner replacement?
It's in the development of the plan. I think consultation doesn't mean you have to do the plantings with them. You're just consulting with them on...
Yeah, and that's still getting someone out there to do that. And so I think from our perspective, we would be opposed to that.
So even having them look at the plan to say, not that they'd have to... Is that why we had the and or? I bet it is. We used to have and or in consult. I think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The previous language was develop a tree and shrub mitigation plan in consultation with county soil conservation districts and or in accordance.
Yeah, that's why that would make sense in there.
Yeah. Okay,
so
maybe we just did or. Just use or, and you guys can decide.
So that would allow them, a company then, to say, we have 60,000 trees we need to plant. We're going to give them to planting for the future. They will plant them.
I mean, I always wanted that flexibility. I never wanted you to be beholden to doing all this work with one group or one entity.
But do the alternatives that you're talking about, are those in accordance with USDA, NRCS, North Dakota Field Office, Technical Guide, Windbreak, and Woodland Tree Care and Management?
They look at all, the contractors that we have look at a lot of those guidelines, every single one of them. I'm not familiar with every single one.
But they'd be able to use them. Yeah.
Well, I'm okay with or.
I am too. That's why we had that in there. I was trying to remember where that came from, but
so how would it read again?
Just that you see where the and or is crossed out.
Yes.
That would just be or.
So they have the option,
right.
more flexibility. Would that satisfy the point that you're making?
I think so, yeah.
I'm good with that.
You'll have to tweak that a little bit. It's a sense.
It does seem redundant in a sense.
Yeah.
Not start a sentence.
Right.
And
it'll
that
have
would,
to be one long sentence.
And
or.
That would, if it's a long pipeline project, that would... take away a significant amount of the burden in terms of working with all of these different soil conservation districts.
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
And we're going to look at it and say, you know, this is a good plan. And you know, there's the methodology behind it. I'm not a tree and shrub expert.
Thought your thumb looked kind of green, Brian. Are you just a tomato expert?
I'm all in on the gardening and the tomatoes and the canning and the potatoes.
Not into the forestry.
I just have a quick question. Has the commission considered establishing some sort of a bank? So if you have a long pipeline project, you've got a lot of landowners that, you know, they want their tree rows out. You see a lot of tree rows being removed right now. If you establish some sort of a bank, like start with the Northwest Landowners Association and get a list of landowners that want trees or want to start shelter belts, there would be some place for that company to go and say, well, here's a need, or here's people that actually want these trees to be planted. It might go to solve, you know, your language issue on region or, you know, and then if you have a third party that's doing the planting for you, you get away from some of the other issues that you guys have brought up.
We have a bank of landowners right now. Just the trees and the funding, no.
Yeah.
To complete all the projects.
You have a...
We have well over 30 projects, and I keep getting at least one or two calls a day. If you estimate that they're at about 2,000 to 3,000 trees, which is what our average projects were this past spring, I mean, you're looking at between 60 and 100,000 trees that people want planted.
So demand exceeds supply currently.
What would you say is the region of that?
We have quite a few right now.
Yeah, you better.
And identify yourself, please.
Tessa Sandstrom, North Dakota Petroleum Council. We have, as I mentioned, more than 30 projects. Each of them averages about 2,000 trees, some even more. We have applications now from Stark, Montrail, McLean, Washburn area.
Washburn.
Quite a few yet in Kidder. Emmons, Burley, Morton, all the way through to the west. We haven't gotten many. I've seen some interest in projects in McKenzie and Williams, but they've never turned around and submitted their applications, or they haven't yet. So there's still an outstanding one in the Ward County area, and then we'd also be working. Oh, there's McKenzie County Pheasants Forever. They want trees.
So it's kind of southwest, south central.
Yep, yeah. There was one in Divide, but he only wanted a couple hundred, and our hope is to make them habitat plantings. But, you know, if we get enough trees, we would certainly look at getting up there, too.
How would we?
Sounds like a tree bank.
Yeah.
I like that.
We are in the process of working on partnering with the soil conservation districts, but as I mentioned, there are some of those landowners who just want to get the trees in this May and not go through all the testing and that process.
I see.
Next May.
I'm good with Orr. Thank you for that point, though. Sounds like the good point and the problem's been solved.
All right. Very good.
Since we've kind of opened it up, anybody else have any comments?
Okay, I will make one. I've actually planted out at the ranch, and they have survived.
Good.
So my daughter is big on putting wildlife plantings in here and there. And some of the more rugged parts of the pastures. So
nice.
But that's a lot of work. She's already talking about it this spring, so if it wasn't a conflict of interest, I'd add my name to the list. But it is a conflict, so we'll go at it on our own.
Okay. With that, we are completed. We are finished with this discussion. Thank you.